I just let her do it.
Now that's what that, you know, your officers don't do anything. That they don't have a secretary do that nowadays.
No, they're busy thinking.
They
just
see
them leaning back there, thinking deeply with their eyes closed. Maybe. Yeah, let's see. A citizen of the United States is a citizen of the United States is in
which citizen?
Yeah, he's not a Canadian. He's not a Mexican.
No, no, he's been naturalized. You know, he can be a Mexican and born, but when he gets to be a citizen of the United States, he's a citizen of the United States when he gets his citizen. In papers, you know.
Then he can call himself an American.
Yeah, he called himself American.
Mm-hmm. Did you have many Negroes here in the early days?
Not too many.
They've just come in lately.
They've come in late years.
Uh-huh.
I guess Guthrie's always had quite a few, but I don't think there's many colored people in Guthrie as there used to be.
Mm-hmm. Any special terms for them?
No.
Just
a colored race.
Colored people?
Yeah, colored people.
I know some people call them niggers, some people call them Negroes.
Negroes.
And a number of these things.
Yeah.
I got tickled today. I read in the paper some time ago where a colored man was getting out of the army. He said he couldn't stand it anymore. Now that it's been integrated, he doesn't feel at home.
Well, I'll tell you.
They're taking him away from his colored friends.
We have, most of our colored people here we have a better high school, colored school here than we do the whites in here. We still have separate schools here in our town.
Mm-hmm.
I had a colored man work with me, and our colored maid that works for us, we have a chief colored maid.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sure, but she likes to go with colored, they like to be themselves, what all we've had been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that.
I believe that if they leave alone, I believe the colored people would rather do that, be the 75 or 90% of them would rather do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
Well, they got just as good a school and everything. We voted $75 going this kind of to go to colored people's school.
Boy. Well, I think we're doing that at Stillwater. I think at Stillwater they're in our high school.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the lower grades. We have a number of them in college over there. But a lot of them, of course, would rather go to Langston.
They'd rather go to Langston.
Because there, of course, it's their society.
Yeah.
And it's a shame to force them into a different society if they don't want to go.
Well, our colored maid here won't eat with us.
Hmm.
We offered to let her, but she just goes on home and gets her own meals.
Hmm. How about Indians here in the early days? Did they settle too, or did
they?
Were there Indian settlers here in the early
well,
days?
Well, there was not any right in our neighborhood here, but they used to come through here. They'd the first Indians ever saw, I run the house and hid and crawled under the bed. And they was a Pawnees over here. They'd go over here to Cheyennes and old trade.
Uh-huh.
And the first Indians come through, they was 24 teepee wagons and about 40 horsebackers.
Mercy, that was.
And they come right through our field, and Dad went out and shoot them all. And they went right back to where they come and went around the field and went around.
Huh.
We used to trade them chickens for a suit of clothes. You could trade two or three chickens for a good suit of clothes. The government gave them a suit of clothes and wouldn't wear them, you know.
My goodness.
That's when we got our clothes for several years after the country opened.
Hmm.
You can trade two or three hens, old hens or any chickens, and get a pretty good suit of clothes.
My goodness.
And you'd buy a good Indian pony for about $5.
Were they good horses?
Well, they're just ponies.
Huh?
Just make a good riding pony.
Riding.
Well, they'd have sometimes 30, 40, 50 in a head in a herd going through here. Up there where we lived, you know.
Good riding horses?
Well, they're just ponies, though.
Oh.
They wasn't too good, but they're just Indian ponies.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special terms for the Indians?
Huh?
Have any special terms for Indians?
No, just call them Indians.
Just Indians, huh?
Squaw and bucks.
How about poor white people?
Huh?
Poor white people, any special term for them?
No.